There's a new Call of Duty update today I was really excited to play named Gauntlet. Meanwhile, my wife was unable to get our son to nap this morning, and she had been up with him a lot last night. By the time I got home from taking our daughter swimming and going to the grocery store with our daughter, I was ready to game for the rest of the afternoon to have like 3 hours to game, and she was ready to let me do that. At the same time, as soon as she told me, I looked at her and I thought, you know what? I'm just not going to be happy gaming for 3 hours when I know I easily could have helped my wife get a nap, could have helped my son get a good nap with me, and it would make almost no difference in the rest of my life for my business. Today, I'm grateful I made the choice to do that, to say, look, Laura, please go ahead, take a nap right now. I'll take our son. And instead of playing video games for 3 hours today, even though it's a part of my business, even though people like you and watching beside you are kind enough to give me money to play video games and to subscribe every month, therefore there is some strong relation to income on this, whereas for most of my life there wasn't. Even though there's that with my gaming, I am grateful that I've learned to really put family first. Now, yes, it does mean sometimes when my family's inside or doing something to leave and go do my games, to go do my business, because that's in the interest of our family. I've learned today to look around and see what's most important and where I can help out and where I'm needed most right now. Where can I do the most good? Because I've made the opposite choice so many times. I didn't even pay attention to how tired my wife was or not with our daughter, our first child. I just let her do almost everything, and she often made it more difficult to say yes to my help. I'm grateful today both of us have learned that when I help out, I feel good and she feels good. And that is good for our marriage, it's good for our whole family. To me, feeling good is feeling God, and feeling God, being connected to God, is feeling good. I'm grateful today after making the decision so many times to stay up late playing video games and then ending up coming to bed late, sleeping in late, not being prepared to help out with my first child, that with this second child, I've learned so much from that. And that's why I have it to share with you today. Because so many of us say, yeah, family first. But when you watch our moment-to-moment decision-making, it starts to look questionable. Like, okay, you say family first, but here's a chance to really help out with your family, but you've rationalized going to do your business and making a little bit more money when you already have enough money today. You've rationalized that over the real help with your family. This is also a quality versus quantity argument. Helping my wife get a nap today is a huge help to her, which leaves me feeling good, and helping my son nap and my daughter have a chance to rest and just watch some videos, that was a big, huge help to my family. And providing that high level of help that no one else is available for, that is worth a lot more than providing a little bit of entertainment online to people who are perfectly capable of watching other people's videos, listening to other people's podcasts, or reading someone else's blog. This, to me, is humility to see my opportunities to provide what's needed in the moment and to give up what I thought I was going to do. I don't present this as someone who knows it all and is superior because I make smart decisions. I've made the opposite decision so many times today that you could argue this is just an advanced form of selfishness, that I don't want to feel bad. I know, or I imagine, had I made the opposite decision, things would have went fine. Instead of my wife having got an hour and a half nap, though, then when I come home from my AA meeting later, she's probably a little more tired, maybe a little more cranky, maybe a little less tolerant of whatever I have to say, maybe a little easier to get into an argument. Maybe my daughter's a little bit more on edge as a function of that. Maybe I'm a little bit more on edge as a function of feeling like I made a selfish choice. Maybe when I show up to my live stream, I don't have as much of a positive energy and vibe to give, having made a decision that didn't consider the people that I'm most capable of helping right around me every day, and that's my family. You therefore could say this is a product of having done it differently so many times that today I've got it to do this way. Alright, I guess I don't have anything left to say, so I'm done. Thank you for watching this or listening to it on my podcast. I love you, awesome. I hope this is helpful. The next time you've got one of those little choices of hustle a little bit more, do a little more for your business, or maybe take a little time and really help out in your family and which one makes you happy. On that note, it's time to get started playing this new zombie mode.